The Tanya for the 16th day of Nisan, which is the second day of Yontif, is in Perek Mem, chapter 40, on page 110, or on the bottom number 204, where the Alter Rebbe is saying that just as wings on a bird are there to serve the bird and are not themselves the essence of the bird, in the same way the kavana that we have to have when we do mitzvahs, when we study Torah and so on, the kavana is necessary in order to enhance the body of the mitzvah itself, the essence of the mitzvah, which is the deed, the actual doing, and it is the kavana that serves as wings that elevate the mitzvah so that it can be revealed for what it is. But what it is the essence of what God wants. And so in the final analysis, the act of the mitzvah, the deed itself, is the mitzvah, and the kavana, although it seems more exciting and more impressive, the kavana is there only to serve the mitzvah. Now, five lines from the bottom in the text of the Tanya. V'hine, av d'dechilu rechimu, heim gam kem etayag mitzvahis. Although love and fear of God are also of the 613 mitzvahs, and here we're saying that they are only attendant to the mitzvahs. They enhance the mitzvah, they support the mitzvah, they elevate the mitzvah, but we're saying that it itself, love and fear, is not a mitzvah. How can we say this when in fact it's one of the 600, they are each one of the 613 mitzvahs? In spite of this, we call them wings that serve the mitzvah. The reason is that the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah of ahava, the intention behind the mitzvah of ahava, for example, and the same with fear, is that there should be aveda, service, mitzvahs, performed through ahava, with ahava, or with fear, or with yira, with fear. But love itself is not a tachlis. Even the mitzvah of loving God is not that there should be love without mitzvahs, but that mitzvahs should be performed with love. The ahava b'li aveda, but love without aveda, hi ahava b'taynugin. Love without aveda is only valid when it is ava b'taynugim, a love that borders on pleasure, l'hisanig al Hashem me'ein olam haba, when one takes pleasure in godliness, similar, in some fashion, similar to the way it's going to be in olam haba, where the neshama sits and takes pleasure in godliness. V'kabolas schad, and it's a form of reward that comes after the service, when one has served God properly, and he is rewarded from above, that he's given a foretaste of what it's going to be like in Olam Haba, then he has this love whose purpose is not to enhance the Aveda, because this is a reward for the Aveda. But Hayim La'asei Sam Ksiv, but in this world, in Olam Hazeh, the important thing is to do. This world is called today. Hayim. And Hayyim, in this world, La Seisam Ksiv. In this world, the important thing is the doing. Ulemacha Lekabul Schazam. And the end of the verse is that tomorrow is the time of receiving a reward. Tomorrow refers to Gan Eden. Olam Haba. So the reward belongs in Olam Haba. The doing belongs in this world. And anyone who hasn't already arrived at this level, where he has served God to such a degree that he's already receiving reward for it, where he gets a taste of Olam Haba, but he's rather still in the process of growing, and he's yearning and thirsting for godliness, and he longs for godliness all day. Great love. And he doesn't satisfy his thirst with the water of Teza, which exists, right, which sits in front of him. Then you can compare this to a person who is standing in a river, the tzayik mayim mayim lishtes, and he's crying out that he wants water to drink. In other words, the person who is receiving the reward of love and pleasure in godliness, that's valid, because he has served God, and this is now his reward. So the love and the pleasure that he takes in godliness is the reward for his service. But the person who hasn't reached that level, he's experiencing a love for godliness. He yearns for godliness. He longs for godliness. But he doesn't turn around and do the mitzvah and study the Torah. Then he's like the person who is standing by water and crying out about his thirst. And as the Navi bemoans those people, he calls out to the people and says, if you're thirsty, drink the water. So what does this mean? The water is a reference to Torah. And the Navi seems to be saying that if you're thirsty for Torah, drink it. But that needs explanation. So as the Rebbe is explaining it, the way the Alter Rebbe is explaining it here, it's not just that he is thirsty for Torah and he's told to drink the waters of Torah. He is thirsty for godliness. He has ahava, but the ahava is not connected to avodah. It's not connected to service. So the Navi is saying, if you are thirsty for godliness, don't just stand there and wail about your thirst. The way to satisfy the thirst is through the act of the mitzvah, through the actual study of the Torah. Ki lefi pshutei einei muvon, because if we take the verse in its literal sense, in the simple sense, it doesn't seem right. D'mi shehu tzomei u'mesaveh l'umeid, because the person who is thirsting and desiring to learn, pshita sheyilmeid ma'atzmei, obviously he will learn of himself. V'lama leil navi, why does he need the navi? Litzik olav, to scream at him, hey, the kameshikosu makim acher barichas. Why does the navi have to come and scream, hey, go drink the water? If what he wants is Torah, he would do it of his own. He wouldn't need the navi to scream at him. And therefore, the meaning must be that the thirst is not for Torah. The thirst is for godliness in general. And he doesn't turn around and satisfy that thirst or channel that thirst into the avodah of actually learning and actually doing the mitzvah. So we see from all of this that the love and the fear, even as they are mitzvahs in Torah, are really intended to enhance the avodah, the doing and the deeds of Torah and mitzvahs. As he said earlier, that the wings to which love and fear are compared are not an essential part of the bird. The bird is kosher without the wings. The wings are there to enhance the bird. Just as the love and the fear, even the mitzvah to love God and to fear God, are not an end in themselves, but a means to an end. The end is doing mitzvahs. The means to that end, the best way, the most positive way of performing the mitzvah is by enhancing it with wings, by giving it the ability to rise to that level of ruchnius where the godliness in the mitzvah can be appreciated. Whereas when the mitzvah remains in the physical world without the wings, without the love and fear, then the mitzvah is a mitzvah. It is the essence of what God wants. It accomplishes what God wants, only we're not aware of it and we don't appreciate it. Until someday, when either we do tshuva or Mashiach comes, and then it will be revealed, even in the physical world, that the mitzvah is God's essential will, is one with God himself, and then God has a dwelling place through all the mitzvahs and through all the Torah that people have studied. God has a dwelling place, betachteinim, in the lowest world, in the world of asiyah, in the world of action. In the Hayyim Yom for the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, of Yom Tov, the Rebbe writes that on the second night of Pesach, the way in which we say the Shema before going to sleep, Kishma Shalamita, is the same as we would on any Yom Tov. Whereas on the first night of Pesach, which is called a Leil Shmurim, a protected night, then we say only the first paragraph of the Shema, and the closing bracha of Hamapil. Then, in the body of the text, for the 16th of Nisan, the Siddiq Rebbe said that even one who, Chas v'Sholem, has lost his father is no longer alive, he says at the beginning of the Manishtana, he says, Tatech v'Badifreg n'fir kashis, Father, I'm going to ask you four questions, even though his father is no longer alive. Also, along the same line, when one doesn't have a mother and a father, if they're, God forbid, no longer alive, he still says in the benching, he says, Hazachaman hu yivarech es ovi meiri, etc., my mother, my teacher, my father, my teacher, my mother, my teacher, etc.